Hello and welcome to Dating Down God's Way. I'm your friendly Christian relationship counselor, Tolu. I started this podcast after I began my journey as a single saved woman trying to navigate the dating scene in a godly way, and I've learned a ton since. Here, I share tips to make it easy for you to date in a godly way. I've watched my clients navigate the dating scene, enter godly relationships and marriages, and even step into motherhood. I want to do the same for you. I know how hard it is to be saved and dating. Trust me, I get it. And I'll be sharing tips to get you started on your own journey to your own godly marriage. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a single power-packed episode.
So today I wanted to specifically talk to women of faith that are over 30 and ready for a serious relationship. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Tolu. I'm a Christian dating coach and I specialize in showing women of faith, specifically women of faith over 30 that are ready for a serious relationship, how to attract their spouses. So if you're over 30, ready for a serious relationship, you keep meeting men that don't take you seriously, you keep coming into contact with men that take advantage of you, or you find yourself in the very annoying situation where you're attracting men that you do not find attractive, this is for you. Okay, so if you know any sister, friend, colleague that will benefit from this, let them tune in. And what I do is I specialize in helping women like this that I've just identified attracts your husband. Okay, so I'm gonna give you why this is happening. If you're ready for a serious relationship and you're not meeting men, it's because you're not dating with a very clear template. So what this looks like is you're attracting men that meet one of the areas that you would like ideally in a partner. Maybe he's financially stable, or he's a spiritually mature man, or he's a man that is very emotionally intelligent. But you're not patient enough to wait for a man that balances all of this out in his personality and in the way he interacts with you. What you desire in a lifelong commitment. So you're either seeing men that are financially stable, spiritually mature, emotionally intelligent, but it is unusual for you to see all of that in one person. So if you put yourself in that category, if you put yourself in that situation where you keep entertaining those types of men, do not be surprised if those types of men keep approaching you. Do not be surprised if those types of men keep being in your rota, so to speak. Do not be surprised if you keep getting frustrated, irritated, and confused by the way they are, you know, approaching you. It's because you are not clear about your dating template. It's important that when I say dating template, I mean the categories that you're going to look at only in men. So if he doesn't fit A, B, and C, you're not interested. Your standards are off. Okay, that's another way to look at it. And if your standards are off, do not be surprised if you attract men that are just not available, that are just not meeting the requirements that you desire in a long-term commitment. Another area you want to pay attention to as a woman of faith is you're not clear around your conviction in dating. So when I ask you, what's the Lord saying to you this season? How are you able to get clear discernment on exactly what God is telling you to do right now? What is the last instruction he gave you? Where are you on the discernment scale in terms of what the Holy Spirit has said you should do, how you're applying it? What exactly are the patterns that you're seeing from a spiritual perspective that need your attention? You will have no answers for me. And that's not surprising, because if you're not clear on a spiritual level, as a woman of faith, your dating is immediately different. Your dating is different, okay? And I'm sure you can relate to this. It doesn't matter if you were in a long-term relationship, previously married, never married, a single mother. Your dating is different as a Christian woman. The Holy Spirit is always speaking. You're always going to be getting prompted. You're always going to be getting some level of discernment coming through. It's just a question of how tapped in you are to that process of responding and having a conversation with him and being convicted through the process. So one of the key areas I walk with my clients through is being able to learn how the Holy Spirit speaks and know what he's saying, so that when you are in the dating scene, you're not leading with your feelings. You're either leading with data, like I said, gathering the actual information from this person, and or discernment, gathering the actual information from the Spirit of the Lord. It is very important that as you're dating, you take God with you step by step. I literally walk my clients through this process because it is of of utmost importance, so that it is easy for your spirit, as I always put it to clients, your spirit needs to go ahead of your flesh in the process, because you will be getting irritated, frustrated. I mean, tap a yes in the comments if this is familiar to you. You're irritated, frustrated through the dating process. You're exhausted from the men that you're meeting. You feel like you don't understand why things are taking so long. You are starting to consider men you don't even find attractive. You're in a space where you're starting to think maybe you need to do things differently, but you're unclear as to how to do that. Those are all normal emotions that need to be filtered through the spirit, not your flesh. The reason you are having these recurring emotions is you keep filtering them through your flesh. You keep looking for a flesh-led output. Maybe if I distract myself by working out, maybe if I take up a project, but it's not working, is it? Because that is only a filter that can be cleansed through your spirit. That is only a filter that can be cleansed through conversations with the Lord, getting clarity from, and prayer is literally just conversations. When I say conversations with the Lord, I'm talking about prayer, I'm talking about meditation, worship, I'm talking about just letting the Lord know your problems and why this process is frustrating you. I'm literally just talking about having a conversation, communication output with the Lord. Now, if you're 30 plus, and this is the reason I'm attending to this specific subgroup of women, is because I know around that stage, you thought you'd be married, you thought you'd have kids. You assumed that this man will come out of the woodwork like they told you in your church or your spiritual upbringing, or somebody told you when you were focusing on your studies a bit too hard, or when they told you when you were focusing on your exams and your licenses, they just told you the man will come and somehow you expected him to appear and he hasn't. That's why I want you to really pay attention as a woman in this category that has achieved professional and financial success to how your relationship with the Lord is playing out. Yes, there's a frustrating part of that process of waiting, feeling expectant, not seeing any results. But how are you filtering your emotions to the Lord as opposed to just allowing yourself to, absorb the irritation of meeting men that are not serious? And some of you fall into the category where you've entertained a man for years. You were in a whole relationship, a whole marriage. You thought that it was going to work out because it fit the template of what you were meant to desire, and it didn't work out. And that is your current posture spiritually coming into the dating space. And it is difficult for you to reconcile that past relationship with your present identity, not to talk about the future relationship that you desire for yourself. So part of the reason why you really are not attracting men you want is because the way you're approaching, the posture that from which you're approaching the dating scene from a spiritual angle is distorted. Okay, you're trying to filter your emotions from flesh-led activities by getting distracting yourself with men you don't necessarily find attractive, focusing on multiple projects. I'm trying to think of an outsource. You guys can give me ideas in the comments if this applies to you. Traveling, taking up more activities in the church. That isn't going to change the way you feel about the situation. Let me just tell you now, and I'm sure you've experienced this. It needs to go through a spiritual cleansing. So you need to have actual conversations with the Lord. You need to express, literally put words to those emotions and talk to the Lord about it and let that filter the way you are experiencing the frustration of still being single when you assume by now you'd be married with kids or you'd be married to your lifelong partner or at least dating him or at least engaged. Now, this is so important. Something else I want to mention is you're not clear on your conviction around dating. When you're not clear on your conviction around dating, it's going to seep into the quality of men you attract. So how does this work? If you're in an emotional space where you are unsettled, you're irritated, you're frustrated, you're going to attract men that are also emotionally unstable, also not ready to lead, do not understand the concept of commitment, are not interested in pursuing you intentionally, just like to waste your time. So you're going to attract men that reflect the emotional state you are in the dating process, which is why I work with clients on cleaning their emotions so that when you come into the dating space, your confident approach, your conviction is attracting that quality of man. The way that you're posturing yourself is reflective of the quality of partner that you desire to interact with. It is very important. Your energy is very important, to put it on a colloquial scale. Your energy is very important. The way that you present yourself emotionally, mentally is very important. You may think it doesn't play a role, but it is extremely important when you are engaging with a man. He reads a lot. Men read a lot. They read by Women follow intuition, men look at instinct. So he's going to be reading your body language. He's going to be reading your subcon your what I say, your nonverbal responses to communication.
Hey Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're interested in diving even deeper into attracting the right men, dating your husband, dating for the purpose of a godly marriage, Dating to Marry is the program for you. I work with you to show you exactly how to date to attract your husband. I'm going to walk you through patterns all the way to positioning yourself to date to attract the man that is right for you. I only work with 4 women. Make sure to check the show notes to sign up for our wait list. I look forward to welcoming you into Dating to Marry. Let's get back to our episode.
And your frustration, your stress, your irritation is what is going to be coming across. So even when you are interacting with what you may consider to be a quality man, he's not perceiving you in a quality way. He's not perceiving you as a potential partner he could have a long-term relationship with. You are literally dampening his curiosity the longer he communicates with you, because you are communicating out of stress, trauma, frustration, anxiety. How many of you are dating out of anxiety? Like, oh, this guy is just going to waste my time like my ex. This guy is not going to take me seriously. This man is going to repeat the same thing that the guy I dated for 2+ years did. He's going to repeat the same thing like the last relationship I just came out of. I can't believe him until I've spoken to him for at least 6 months. That rhetoric that is going on in your head is what you're going to be communicating. When you're saying, you know, when you're talking to him about, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a random topic. When you're talking to him about, you know, what his goals are, his ambitions, that's not what he's hearing. He's hearing that this woman is, you know, she's unsettled. She seems she seems like she's not ready for anything serious. She's very guarded. She's defensive. That's what he's hearing. So don't assume, you know, because as women in professional spaces, as a lot of you are, you know, that are 30 plus, you know, dominating the professional space, financially comfortable, your masculine energy, let me put it that way, speaks a lot and has helped you a lot to gain credibility in those spaces. But it doesn't translate when you're dating. It doesn't translate when you're connecting with men. As a woman that wants to be taken care of, that wants to be pursued, that wants to be provided for, protected, covered, you cannot do that from that same energetic space. So that's why it's very important that you're clear on your convictions as you're going on dates. That's why literally I walk my clients in my one-on-one program through the process of cleaning up their emotional process as they're going on dates. And I've seen this transform the way they're communicating with the same man. You know, literally they go from a guy not being able to express his intentions to a guy wanting to settle down with them, to a guy wanting to go on dates with them very intentionally and clearly expressed, to men wanting their attention and their time on a quality scale, not just on a random scale. A lot of you are entertaining men that just want your time on a random scale. And when I say random scale, I mean today he's available, he may not be available for the next 3 days, you don't know. Tomorrow he wants to talk to you, you may not hear from him for the next month, you have no idea. That isn't a quality dating interaction. There should be consistency around the way men interact with you and the pattern in which you communicate with them. If you're ready for a relationship and you're not doing any of these things, this is why it hasn't happened yet. Okay? I just want to bring it back home to the main goal of this topic. This is why it hasn't happened yet. It's because you're not dating with a very clear template. Your patterns are all, when I say messed up triggers and trauma from your past relationships. You don't have a clear conviction around dating. Your emotional state is not in a clean space to attract and interact with men on a quality scale. That's why you keep attracting men that you do not find attractive. That's why you keep attracting men that take one of the 5 boxes that you require as an essential part of a partner. That's why you find yourself in situations where you are, what I say, being irritated and frustrated by the circle of men that seem to be coming into your space. And this work is important. Like, it's important. Literally, this is the first thing I do with clients on a one-on-one capacity. This work is important because if you don't clean yourself up, do not be surprised if you keep attracting toxic men. Do not be surprised if you keep attracting rubbish. Because on an emotional and spiritual scale, you are dating from a polluted space. So do not be surprised if you're attracting toxicity, if you're attracting men that are polluted and unclear. That is what is going to keep happening until you clean your space up. Then you yourself will also be able to see, know, and tell when you're interacting with men on a quality scale. It will be easier for you to identify. And another thing I want to address, why this isn't happening yet, why you're not attracting men you want, why you're ready for a relationship and it doesn't seem to be coming to you, is that you give too much space to men that don't reflect what you desire. You're not comfortable holding space. When I say holding space, I mean stepping into the space where you're truly clean and clear of interactions that do not match what you desire in a partner. I love, you're entertaining men that aren't respectful. They're financially abusive, emotionally elusive, spiritually compromised in the sense that they do not respect your faith. They have no interest in it. You know, physically, they take advantage of you. They waste your time in one way, shape, or form. They do not represent the qualities that you desire. You're giving too much room to those kinds of men. And what happens as a result is you're just going to keep attracting more of them. So one of the key parts of my process that I walk my clients through in my program is learning how to be comfortable dating from a place of true singleness. So what do I mean by that? You should be comfortable talking to more than one man at a time that matches and meets the essential desires that you have. You should be comfortable saying no to men that do not match and meet those desires you have. When I say comfortable, I mean it shouldn't be a struggle. You should always be able to know on an emotional scale whether this is a yes or a no for you. You should be able to know on a spiritual scale, you know, as you're communicating with the Lord, you should be able to know what you're hearing from the Spirit of the Lord as you're going through the dating process. And even if you don't have a clear answer, you should have a direction. You should be able to know what it looks like to interact with a man that you do find physically attractive. You should be able to know what it looks like for you to flirt comfortably as a feminine woman. This should be a recurring experience. But a lot of you, what I just said does not resonate. You're not attracting men that bring out or exude those qualities in you. It does not resonate because you're not seeing men that want to entertain serious conversations with you. You're not even meeting men that match 50% of what you're looking for in a partner. And somehow you think it's because of your location, your age, your background, your relationship history. It's none of those things. I've had clients that fall into all those categories that are all entertaining and interacting with men on a quality scale. And I didn't say one man, multiple men on a quality scale, and are able to choose a partner as a result of that interaction. But all of you aren't experiencing that because currently you are not holding space for that interaction to come through on a recurring basis. You may see it once in a blue moon, and even then you experience anxiety. Drop a yes, this is me, if I'm speaking to you directly. Even when it does happen, you experience anxiety. You feel inadequate. You feel like you are not qualified for that level of interaction. You feel unprepared, okay? You start to question, why exactly is this person talking to me? What is going on? How am I going to mess this up? I know I'm going to do something wrong. You feel insufficient. Let me put it that way. You feel insufficient, like you do not match the qualities of this person that you've been praying to meet. Okay, that's what starts to happen. That's why it's so important when you're 30 plus and you start dating, do not expect the experience to be like when you were in your 20s. It's going to be a different experience. You have more wisdom. You definitely are in a different space. You may have come through a relationship or a marriage that changed you significantly in ways that you did not expect and you did not enjoy. You have more responsibilities, maybe in the form of children, financially, professionally. You've grown, you've gained some capacity, you've gained some level of recognition. You are a completely different woman. So do not try and date the way you were dating in your 20s. You're just going to get frustrated. So if you see yourself attracting men that are emotionally insecure, immature, financially unstable, unprepared, it's because the way you're posturing yourself, and when I say posturing yourself, I just simply mean the way you're interacting and engaging with the dating space, is on that level. That's why that is happening. It's not because there are no men in your area or all the good men are married. It is because the way you're approaching the dating space is from that level. That is what your positioning is attracting. That is what you're available for.
Hold on a second. Ready to date your own husband? If you are, I'm here to walk and work with you through the process of dating strategically and practically using scripture to vet the right way to step into marital alignment easily. Dating to Marry sessions are tailored to make your dating journey easy and aligned with your own unique marital calling. To become a Dating to Marry client, check the show notes for the link to apply to our program. Feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufaloday.com. That's tolu@tolufaloday.com, titled Dating to Marry Application. And I'll be glad to share the link to apply as well and answer any questions you have about the Dating to Marry process. I look forward to reviewing your application.
So to start attracting a higher caliber and quality of man, you need to reconcile your past experiences with dating with your present position to get the future you desire. A lot of you, if I ask you to map out the process of what it looks like for you to meet the man you desire or explain him in intimate detail, you will struggle with this. And I know because I've been speaking to a lot of you through my dating to marry applications. I've been going through applications to work with me one-on-one. If you're interested in working with me in that capacity, you're a 30 plus Christian single woman. You've either had a failed relationship or failed marriage and you're tired of being heartbroken through the dating process. You just want to sort this out and you're ready to invest and do the work. Click the link in my bio to apply. So I've been going through your applications. I've been having conversations, you know, based on applications with some of you. And I've seen this consistent pattern. You know, the way you're showing up in the dating process, the way you're making yourself available in the dating scene is the reason why you're not attracting men that you desire on a consistent scale. It's the reason why it's difficult for you to open yourself and be vulnerable through the dating process without becoming emotionally compromised. Okay, a lot of you do not know how to date without your feelings attached. You can like a man. Let me say this. You can like multiple men at the same time. There's nothing wrong with that. You can have options in the man that you choose to commit to. You can entertain men that want to pursue you intentionally, take you on dates, get to know you on the you know, through phone calls and texts. You can do that without becoming emotionally compromised and attached. The reason you get attached, the reason you compromise yourself is because you're just not used to it. You're dating from an energy of lack, you know. Scarcity, so to speak. And for you to start changing your experience and to start meeting quality men on a consistent scale, you need to open yourself up to an abundant energy and presence. Your energy should translate in spaces that you go to. People should know when you are in the room. People should be able to feel your presence. And I mean this, I'm not being a motivational speaker here. I'm being very serious. People should be able to feel your presence when you enter a space. You should be dating from your highest capacity. And if you're finding issues in the way you're showing up on a professional scale, even in, you know, recreational activities, you kind of get swallowed up by spaces. You don't know how to advocate for yourself. That same energy is going to show up in the dating space. So I want you to audit your life. Is your presence powerful? Is it impactful in any way? Are you able to engage in spaces that you currently find yourself in? Are you able to advocate for yourself? You don't need to be loud. You don't need to be irate. You just need to carry that confidence in a skill that is substantial to the point where it is felt. Okay? And you know when your presence is felt. You know this. I'm not going to try and explain it, but as a woman, you should know what I mean. You can see it in the way people interact with you. The quality of communications that you get, the way people engage with you. This is a recurring experience for myself and my clients. It shouldn't make you nervous. It shouldn't make you feel inadequate. If anything, it should be a consistent experience. Like, well, of course you would. Of course you would be impacted by my presence, impacted by my input, impacted by me occupying this space. It could irritate some people. It could also draw some people in. Your energy should be that felt. It should be that substantial. That is what I mean. And as a woman, this should be a consistent experience for you. So that when you're dating, that is how you occupy your feminine energy. Masculinity doesn't have time to be felt, admired. It's all about controlling, leading, directing. There's too much energy being focused on what next, what next. Femininity is about resting in that authority, being able to influence simply by being. Okay? And if you don't understand how to do this, it becomes difficult for you to translate this into attracting quality masculine men. Because that's what they're going to be looking for in a partner. They're not going to be looking for somebody that mirrors their exact traits. They're going to be looking for a partner that complements their traits. And until and unless you learn to do this, I understand that you're the eldest daughter in your family. I understand that you just came out of a traumatic relationship and breakup. I understand that you have responsibilities as a single mother. But what I am telling you is that should not that essence should not translate into the way you communicate, you connect with men. Because what's going to happen is what you're already experiencing happening. You're going to be attracting men that are insufficient, not ready to lead, financially confused, unsure of themselves, depending on you on a very, what I say, exhausting scale. That's what's going to be happening. Because I did a live earlier called dating like you're dating like a mother. because that's what you're doing. You're dating like a mother. You're dating like a woman that is still married, right? You're dating like a woman that still carries the identity of her past traumas. So of course that's what you're going to keep attracting. That's why I never advise clients to take a break. I never tell any of my clients to take a break. Taking a break isn't going to solve anything. It's like if you have a very serious problem, how is taking a break going to solve it? You need to attend to the problem. You need to focus on it. You need to deal with it. You need to, you know, work on it so that you can resolve it. It's the same way with dating. So if you're a 30-plus Christian single woman that is desiring of a healthy relationship, listen to this again. And if you're ready to do the work on an intimate scale with myself, you want me to help you start attracting men that you can marry and obviously your husband, then you can apply in the link in bio to work with me. And I'll go through your application. And I'll tell you the exact next steps that you need to take. But from this live, you know, because I've been going through your application so far, if you've applied for my program, you've definitely heard back from me, either by email, we've hopped on a call together. And this is what I'm seeing with women that are dating with this desire. You're ready for a relationship, you're 30 plus. You need to date from a clean space energetically. You need to know how to rest in your femininity. Stop giving space to men that do not match the qualities that you desire in a partner. You have experience, use it to your advantage. I don't care if it's experience from your last relationship, your previous marriage, experience that you've just gotten from, you know, being on this earth for 30 plus years. Use that experience to your advantage. Stop using it to victimize yourself, because you're going to keep attracting men that respond to that energy as a result. You need to be clear around your conviction in the dating process. Like I said, cleaning up your emotions does not come from a physical space. It has to be a spiritual purification. So just talking to the Lord about it, which is literally prayer, but just engaging the Lord in conversation about it, will do a lot of transformative work that you did not expect. Okay. So I hope this was helpful, guys. If you're ready to do this work one-on-one in 2024, start dating men you can marry, start attracting your husband, click the link in my bio to work with me one-on-one. I'll review your application and let you know if we're the right fit to work together. Make sure to save this and share with a sister friend. I'll see you guys next time.